This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you're having an amazing day. I am feeling so much better. A lot of you guys who listen to the Saturday shows have heard or who follow my pregnancy updates on the blog have heard that probably the first like 4 months were not pleasant at all. Not just fatigue and stuff, but all day long nausea and vomiting. And I end up not being really able to eat much other than like saltine crackers and macaroni with salt. True story. Things I haven't eaten in forever. But I just feel like I have so much more energy and I'm feeling really, really good. It helps that I am very excited to talk to you about today's topic, about getting into action. More specifically, shifting out of the pattern of spending more time thinking and planning and strategizing and worrying and more time in action. I got an email the other day. I think I shared this with some of you guys over email, but I got an email the other day and the subject line was busted and I didn't know the sender. Like it wasn't a company or anything like that. So I knew it wasn't like a general mass email. I knew it was specific to me, but the subject line was busted. And my first thought was like, what am I busted for? No, really, what did I do? And I was equal parts concerned and curious, thinking like, what could I possibly be busted for? But fortunately, as soon as I opened it, I realized that I wasn't busted, thank goodness, that the person sending the email was busted. And what she shared with me is that she loves the podcast and she listens all the time and she's not doing anything with it. She said, I've been listening to you for so long that I feel like, you know, I know what you would say about my inaction and all the things I'm planning to do and all the goals I have. I feel like I know what you would say, but I'm just not doing anything with it. And she said, I really want to be the kind of person who just gets going, who wants something and makes it happen. And she said, but what I am right now is the person who reads more and who listens more and thinks more and plans more and strategizes more. Can you help me get into action? And the answer is absolutely positively yes. What I want to share with you guys today are some tools that really work for me. These are tools I use in my own life, tools I use with my coach, and tools I use with all of my clients. Before we do that, though, I want to talk about a couple of big barriers that are holding people back from getting the help they need. And I know this because you're telling me. I've had these conversations dozens of times over the last couple of weeks because it's launch season. Registration is open now for our fall 12 weeks to transformation, and I have my summer group still going. As of when I'm recording this, we are in week 11 with my summer group. When this airs for you guys, it'll be week 12. Towards the end, I get on the phone with a lot of people, and one of the things that has come up is people saying, well, I already know what you're going to say. And you might be right, but you might not be right. And we don't reach out because we think we already know, when in reality, you're not reaching out to get answers, you're reaching out to become a better thinker and get support. So here's what I mean by that. I get on the phone with somebody who says, you know, I'm really struggling with XYZ, but I haven't really said anything because I know exactly what you're going to say. Here's the thing about having a conversation. Number one, it's much easier to dismiss your own thought than it is to dismiss someone else's. So when I'm on the phone with my coach, for example, I might know that I need to do this specific thing, but when he says, Elizabeth, you need to do this week, there's something about it not coming from my own internal dialogue. It's something about it coming from somebody who I trust and respect and have brought on as a coach that makes it more powerful. The other thing is, 9 times out of 10, I might know part of what he's going to say, but I might not know all of it. And the conversation makes the solution better. So I've been working with my coach for a while now, and I definitely know his style, and I know a lot of the tenets of how he coaches people. And so generally, I can get the gist of what he's going to say. But here's the beautiful thing that happens when we have a conversation. The idea, the action plan becomes better and becomes more clear. I'll give you a very specific example. And it actually ties into the other reason that people really get in their own way, which is I don't know what to ask for. A lot of people will say, I know I need help, but I don't know really what I need. You don't have to know. That is one of the big downfalls of this right or wrong education model that most of us grew up with in school. If we don't know the right answer, then we're wrong, and we really need to figure it out. So we don't ask because we don't know the right answer. But there's something tremendously powerful just voicing, I don't know what I need, but I think I need something. So here's what happened to me the other day. So it's launch season for me, and that only happens 3 or 4 times a year that I open up the 12 weeks to transformation. And so those few weeks can be kind of crazy, kind of busy, and kind of emotional. If you're a business owner, you know that any kind of launch is just a roller coaster, right? So we get on the phone, and I generally know, I've been through enough launches with him, like I know what questions he's going to ask, and I know what recommendations he's going to make. And one of the first things he says is, what do you need from me? How can I help? And my answer was, I don't know. That is the starting point, not the ending point, because then we have a conversation, and through that conversation comes so much more clarity. And even though I had a general sense of some of the advice that he would give, as we talk about it, it takes shape and it goes from an idea into something I can execute. During any launch, which is the same for any goal that anybody has with finances or health or relationships or career, business, anything like that, I've got a million ideas, things I could do, things I should do, things I know I need to do better. But having that conversation with my coach just like condenses it and turns it from this big, overwhelming, amorphous, ambiguous thing into, all right, Elizabeth, here are 6 things. And what you need to do every morning is spend the first 2 hours of your day working on these things. And I think the most important one is this. And I will tell you that the next morning, I woke up not only dramatically more clear and less overwhelmed and like the fog had lifted, but I also felt way more excited to do the work because of that clarity. And that's what I do with my clients too. We get on the phone, right? And one of the first things I say is, all right, my primary objective with this call is to make sure that at the end of it, you feel more clear, more focused, and more motivated than you do right now. Does that sound good? Here's how we're going to start. And they don't have to know what they need from me. And it's fine if they think they know what I'm going to say. Those are not barriers. Those are opportunities. They're not why we don't need a coach. They're why we do. All right? So what I want to share with everybody today are a few different things that help me get into action and out of thought as not only a day, but as a practice, right? Not just one time, but creating this as an operating system. It's who I am. It's how I operate. And these are the same tools I use with my clients. The first thing is, and if you're taking notes, write this down. You've got to know what you want. Specificity is a superpower. Saying I want to eat better is not clear enough. Saying I want to save more money is not specific enough. You've got to know what you want. A lot of people have this general sense of like, I need to improve every area of my life. I don't know. I just need to get out of my own way. That's an amazing starting point. But it's just that. It's a starting point. It's not where we stop. We have to go somewhere from there. Know what you want. And it's 100% fine to want a lot of different things in a lot of different areas. I certainly do. But we've got to define them and then address action steps separately. You can use this episode as a little workshop for yourself. Utilize the pause button, grab a journal, take some notes, answer the questions, do the work, because it's going to lead you to action. Know what you want. You can want a lot of things, but you need to define them separately and address action steps separately. I'll give you an example. One thing that I want, it's not enough to just say, I want to be more peaceful or I want less stress in my life. The way that I make that more clear, I want calmer days. I want to be a less reactive human so that no matter how much is on my plate or no matter what happens in my day, I'm not flustered and those circumstances do not take away from my happiness, right? I want to be more steady. That is one thing I want. Now, there are many, 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 many things I want. I have specific intentions related to money, related to business, related to relationships, related to my home, related to food, related to fitness. Sometimes people think like it's a problem that they want to achieve all these different things in different areas of their life and that somehow it would be better if they just had one thing that they want. And I say, you know, it's just the human experience. There are so many facets of our life that it is normal and natural to want many different things for all of them. So know what you want with specificity. And then the second thing you need to shift out of this knowing, planning, intending, wishing, hoping into action, you need a specific practice. So you need to know what you want specifically, and you need a specific practice. Listening to podcasts and reading books, those are awesome. I do both. Way more reading than listening these days. But those are not a specific practice, right? No matter what area of life we're talking about, health or finance or business, reading is not a specific practice for creating change. And if we want to shift out of this learning mode, this planning mode, this hoping mode and into action, we've got to have a specific practice. And it's going to be different based on the thing that you want. And we don't have to do something for every area of our lives every day. This is a trap you can avoid. A lot of people will say, there's just so many things I want and I can't do all of them at the same time. So then they don't do much. You don't have to do something for everything every single day. One thing that really helped me in business was the idea that balance is actually responding to imbalance. You know what I mean? Like, we don't stand still and say we're balanced. If you get on a balance beam, staying balanced is actually the ability to respond appropriately to imbalance. Here's what that shifted for me. Being balanced in my life does not mean that every day the most important areas of my life get equal attention. That every day I'm spending as much time and effort on my health as I am on my business, as I am on my relationships. My life doesn't look like that. Some days, I'm spending the majority of my time and energy on work. And other days, there's very little time and energy going to work. And the majority of it is going towards my health and my relationships. And then there are some days where, you know, relationships aren't getting much of me. But balance is really responding appropriately to imbalance. Hey, you know what? We haven't really connected this week, so I'm going to give some attention and some effort over there. But it is 100% fine, and I think reflective of balance, for every day to look a little bit different. You don't have to do something for every priority or every goal every day. Hopefully that relieves some overwhelm or frustration or sense of stagnation for some of you. Some days, we talk about this all the time in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, we set priorities every day, right? Well, you're not going to have your entire life equally reflected in your priorities every single day, because for most of us, that's just not how the world works. Some days, 2 out of 3 of your priorities are going to be related to your health, and some days, 3 out of 3 priorities are going to be related to your business and your home. That's okay. Back to specific practice, right? Because when we talk about that and we acknowledge that different areas where we have specific desires are going to have a different specific practice, then it feels like, well, that means like if I have 7 areas I want to improve, then I have 7 specific practices and I just can't fit that in one day. But you don't have to. You absolutely don't have to. And the other thing to consider is that a specific practice does not have to mean an hour, 2 hour, 5 hours of your day. For my goal that I mentioned of being calmer and less reactive, the type of person who no matter how much is on my plate or what happens, I'm not flustered and it doesn't take away from my happiness. One of my specific practices for that is meditation. And I can meditate in 1 minute a day. And I have 1 minute every single day. Sometimes I meditate while I'm going to the bathroom. Sometimes I meditate in the shower. Sometimes I meditate before I fall asleep at night. Today, I meditated for 5 minutes right before I started working on this podcast. I did a guided meditation specific to focus. So a specific practice does not mean it consumes your whole entire day. It absolutely does not mean that, okay? A specific practice can be something as simple as journaling. And I'll give you an example of what I mean, because that's another one of my specific practices for being calmer and less reactive. So let me just kind of walk you through the identity journal. And this is one of the specific practices that we use for any and even all goals inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation. We use questions as a way of directing us to action, not as a way of like planning and strategizing, but really pointing our attention to action. So what choices can I make to turn this week's challenge into a practice or into a choice? You know, because we have challenges every single week. And it's easy to just listen to them and be educated, but what we're looking to do is turn those into a practice, into action. So what choices can I make today to turn this week's challenge into a practice? What will I do to be a creative, energetic problem solver? Maybe one of your goals, one of the things that you want very specifically, is to be more consistent with your food choices and not have this wild variation between the way you eat during the week and the way you eat during the weekend, or the way you eat when you're feeling amazing and the way you eat when you're feeling really emotional or down. So what can you do today to be a creative, energetic problem solver? Maybe you have a dinner out with friends tonight. Well, how can you be creative and energetic in solving what might feel like a problem? Like, I'm really working on consistency, and now here I have to go out to dinner with my friends. What affirmations support my goals this week? What will I do today to step out of my comfort zone? We also ask every single day in the identity journal, winning this day and showing up as the best version of me includes. That's a specific practice. Journaling is a specific practice in and of itself, right? But asking this one question geared towards action is a specific practice too. What does it look like to win this day and show up as the best version of me? I will execute this week's challenge today by, that is a specific practice. We need specific practices. The next thing that we really need to shift from learning and thinking and planning and hoping and wishing and desiring to action is a habit of looking at today. We need to look more at what we can do than what we can't. We need to spend more energy and effort on the potential of today than we do on the problems of yesterday or tomorrow. One of the hallmarks of people who take action is that they are not beating themselves up over yesterday. They're not defining themselves by yesterday. They're not limiting themselves to who and how they were yesterday or in the last 10 years. They see today as a blank slate. They can make any choice they want to make today. And this one is so huge because one of the most common things I hear when people are emailing me, especially if they're on the fence about the 12 weeks, is they lead with their past. And they say, you know, I've tried a million things and I've given up, or I get really, really excited for the first little bit and then I drift and I disengage and the enthusiasm never lasts. You have to be willing to lead with the freshness and the opportunity of today and not with who you were yesterday. If you choose to carry that with you, and so many of us do, we carry with us who we were yesterday, who we were last year. Look, you are free to show up differently today. I know I say that every week, but it's so true. And too many people are carrying yesterday, last week, last month, the last 10 years with them and allowing it to cloud the freshness and opportunity of today. If you want to become an action person, you must create this habit of looking at today. What can I do today? Not what I can't do, not what I didn't do. What can I do today? Who can I be today? How can I choose today in a way that is reflective of the person I want to be? And systems. We talk about systems every day in the 12 weeks. I recently heard an acronym, and I shared this in one of the daily coaching audios with my clients last week, but I heard an acronym for the word systems that I hadn't heard before, and I love it. So systems, S-Y-S-T-E-M-S, save yourself time, energy, and money. I know yourself is one word, but for the sake of the acronym, it becomes two. Save yourself time, energy, money. Systems. I challenged my clients in the 12 weeks to transformation the other day to look at, and I did this with my master's club too, to look at where in their life they have systems and where in their life they don't. And in most cases, where we struggle, we don't have a system. Whether that is struggling to keep up with house cleaning, probably because we don't have a system. Or struggling to make great food choices, probably because we don't have a system. Struggling to stay productive at work? Probably because we don't have a system. And systems don't have to be complicated. For example, for my work, certain days mean certain things. So Mondays are 12 week to transformation specific work. And I'm in the 12 weeks every day, just like I'm in email every day. But if it means recording webinars, recording coaching audios, all of that is done on Monday. Tuesday is podcast day. That's when I record 3 or 4 podcasts. Wednesday is writing day. So that's when I write emails, not responding to emails. I do that every single day, but writing a VIP email or writing an email, to my 12 weeks to transformation clients, things like that. I do that on Wednesday. So every single day has a different thing. Simple system. That just means I'm not waking up every morning going, what needs to get done today? Holy crap, the list is huge. And there are things that happen every single day, but I give this structure to my days so that I don't have to waste time and energy figuring it out anew every single day. I was asking some of my 12-week clients about systems they have in their own lives, and sometimes it's as simple as a morning routine. You know, I go through these specific steps before I walk out the door, and it just takes the guesswork out of it. For some people, it's, you know, an evening routine where they set out their clothes and their kids' clothes the night before, and all the lunches are ready to go the night before, and it saves you time, energy, and money, right? Simple, simple system. Meditation is a system for me. When I feel distracted or blocked, which happens regularly, I meditate, even if I only have 60 seconds. So a system doesn't have to be big and huge, right? But it is a game changer. One of my systems is the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. I don't eat starch and sugar during the day. If I'm going to have starch or sugar, it's going to be at the evening time meal, and there's four different pieces to the golden rules. You can listen to episode 195 if you want to learn more about that. One of my clients was sharing that she has a cleaning system for her house, and there's certain zones, right? So like the living room and dining room is one zone, and the kids' bedrooms are another zone, and every day is for a different zone. So she never feels like, oh my gosh, I have to like block out all this time to clean the whole house, and it's overwhelming, and I don't want to do it. It's just a simple little bit every day. Systems. I have financial systems. I do a balance sheet every single month. I'm working on baby systems. And all you moms out there that are laughing at me like, ah, ha, 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 you can't have a system. You can't make that predictable. There's a lot you can't make predictable, as is true with life, but there's a lot that you can. There's a lot that you can automate to save yourself time, energy, and money. And if we start looking at the areas where we struggle, we will often see a lack of systems. The 12 weeks to transformation is a system. We journal in the identity journal every day. We have a new challenge every single week that we execute against. We have daily coaching audios every single day, and we have a weekly coaching webinar every single week. It's a system. Another thing that can really move you from being a planner or a thinker or a wisher into a person of action is putting yourself in a community of achievers. If we change nothing else but making you part of a community of people who are excited about making positive strides in their life, that will move you forward in action. I tell myself all the time that we are the average of the five people with whom we spend the most time. And sometimes that can feel really frustrating if we feel like we can't change our family or we can't change the people we work with, but we can put ourselves in communities with enthusiastic achievers who are trying to do good things in our lives. And that's why the Masters Club came from the 12 weeks. Because they didn't want to leave the community. Like, they had the tools, they loved it, they felt like they were good to go on their own, but they wanted to remain part of a community of enthusiastic achievers. If that is something that you feel like, yeah, I don't really have that, think about the 12 weeks. Seriously, this is the last one of 2019, and I have been saying this over and over because I'm dreading getting an email from somebody who didn't hear it and is frustrated. I don't know what 2020 will bring in terms of my coaching, because I do know that 2020 is bringing me a baby. So I don't know what that's going to look like. That piece I cannot systematize, and I don't want to like extract myself from it and automate it and all of that kind of stuff, because I'm a coach, right? Because I'm a coach, which actually is a perfect segue into the next thing that you can consider if you want to shift from being more of kind of a thinker, a planner, into a doer. Get a coach. Somebody on your team who's invested in your success. You know, I hear about it all the time now, and I don't know if it's because, you know, I'm a business owner or because of CrossFit or whatever else, but I never really heard of this. Even in my 20s, outside of sports, I didn't hear people talking about having a coach. But in our own lives, we're in the maze, right? We see what's right in front of us. It is easy for it to feel overwhelming. And your coach is in the helicopter. And it's not nearly as overwhelming or as daunting to your coach as it is to you. And that's a valuable perspective. My coach, his name is Austin. I oftentimes know what he thinks or what he might say, but hearing him say it is more powerful than thinking it in my head. Talking through things with him is more powerful than thinking through them by myself. And 9 times out of 10, maybe 99 times out of 100, the ideas we come up with together, with my experience in my own life and his experience in helping people create results, what we come up with together is almost always better than what I would come up with alone. On top of that, there are so many moments for me personally where I'm just frustrated and I'm like, whatever, I don't even care. It's fine. It's good enough. It's fine. Whatever. I'll deal with it tomorrow. I can't right now. Life's too crazy. Having a coach just for those moments is worth it. It is absolutely worth it. Talking to him recenters me and gives me clarity and makes everything feel more manageable. And he's not the right coach for everybody. Just like I'm not the right coach for everybody. And he does a really great job of saying like, hey, if you're this type of person, then I think we could work well together. And if you're not, then probably not. With that in mind, a lot of you guys can make this shift on your own. And maybe some of you guys even want to make this shift on your own. You're like, I don't want a coach. I know that about me. But then there's some of you, somebody messaged me the other day from my summer session. So she's in the 12 weeks to transformation right now, finishing up her summer session. And she said that one of the big reasons that she joined was because she didn't trust herself to do it by herself. She knew she could. She knew it was possible. But she just didn't trust that she would show up every day the way she wanted to. But she said that she did trust me. And so putting us together, she said, I trusted that more than I trusted doing it by myself. So let me be super, super clear. And the reason I'm being so clear is because not only does this only open up 3 or 4 times a year, I don't know if and when it will open up in 2020. And I also think that fall is an epic time going into the holidays to create these systems, to develop this support and accountability, to be part of this community, to get the clarity so that as you go into a new year, as you go into the holidays, you have that foundation and you have those systems in place. So if you know that you have more potential than you're demonstrating, if you know there's a better life for you in any arena, it doesn't matter if it's money, business, love, health, weight, or anything in between. If you know you have more potential than what you're seeing, if you know there's a better life, but you're not seeing the progress at the rate that you want, or you're not seeing progress at all, this might be a really good move. If you value systems and structure and guidance and accountability and coaching, it is for you. Here's the big one, though. If you have a good attitude and you want to create change, if you see it as an opportunity and not a burden, it's for you. On the flip side, if you have a bad attitude and you don't want to change or you see it as a burden, it's not for you, you know? I want to wrap up with something I said in yesterday's VIP email. It goes out to everybody who's on my email list. I challenged myself, and I want to challenge you. I challenged myself to write a letter to me 90 days from now, 12 weeks from now, right before the end of the year. Because there's a lot I want to do. I have big goals. And there's also a ton happening in my life. I'm working harder than I ever have. I'm renovating my house. I'm preparing for Ascend, Primal's annual weekend workshop. I'm pregnant, so I'm preparing for a baby. and all of those changes. I'm trying to make my relationship better and stronger than it's ever been and build relationships with other people. And it would be easy to just kind of like drift and get through the days over the next few months. And I don't want to do that. So I wrote a letter to myself as if it was 90 days from now, 12 weeks from now, close to the end of the year, about what I've done, what I've accomplished, what I've achieved, the goals I've hit, the habits I've created, the consistency I've upheld. And in this letter, I was like, I'm impressed. I'm like, I get emotional even thinking about it. It hasn't even happened yet. But I wrote this letter, and I want you to do the same thing for where you are a few months from now. And I said, I'm impressed. When you decide to apply yourself, there's nothing you can't do. And even though you weren't feeling it all the time, you held the line and you raised the standard. And you have become a happier, healthier, calmer person. You have become so much more focused, and you have created the relationships you've wanted for your whole life. You managed to make that a priority in all of this. And even on the days where you were like, screw it, bring me a pizza and a pint of ice cream, you showed that you're already an amazing mom. And you made those choices for you and for your daughter. And I taped that letter to the inside of my identity journal so that every day as I write my priorities and I write my affirmations, I'm thinking of that just a few months from now. We can do so many things in just a few months. Now, here's the best part. Sometimes writing those letters can be like defeating a little bit, especially if you doubt yourself. Like, yeah, sounds great. Love to do that, but probably won't. So everybody who's in the fall 12 weeks to transformation, I'm going to ask them to share their letter with me. Just with me, not with everybody in the group. Here's why. And even if you want to just share part of it, you don't have to share, you know, if there's something personal in there that you don't want to share with me, you don't have to. You can share with me whatever you want, but I'm going to create a binder of those letters so that every week when I create the daily coaching audios or every week when I go live for our coaching calls, I'm using who you want to be at the end of this 12 weeks so that we can create that together. And I just know, I haven't done that before, and I know that is going to be so freaking powerful. I can't even wait. If you feel this, like, this tugging, this sense, and it might be even fear, right? Like, I really want to do this, but I'm afraid. I want to challenge you to not limit yourself by your fears. Don't limit yourself to your past. Be open to the possibility of this moment. And let's just go. Let's do this. I talk to so many people at the end of their 12 weeks who say it's made them a better parent. It's made them a better spouse. They're healthier. They're more confident. They're happier. And I want that for you. Now is the time. You can go to the show notes page for today's episode to learn more, or you can go to primalpotential.com/launch, not to be confused with lunch, launch, L-A-U-N-C-H, primalpotential.com/launch, or today's show notes, primalpotential.com/659. You've got questions, let me know. I've been sharing lots of details on webinars and on the podcast about how it works and what's included and all of that, so I'm not holding that back from you. I will link to that webinar in the show notes if you want to watch all the way through every single detail, what's included, what you can expect, my part, your part, the financial investment payment options. I will link to that video in the show notes, primalpotential.com/659. I would love the opportunity to work with you this fall, and I hope you give both of us that chance. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/podcast.
join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.